fighting for America.
And I think I need not remind anyone on this committee, like any American, Sergeant Bergdahl has rights, and his conduct will be judged on the facts, not political hearsay, posturing, charges, or innuendo.
Fighting for Idaho.
Hoping for the sake of the family that you all will go away and leave the family alone, let the process work, and let them get back to their normal lives.
Fighting for you.
Kevin, we cannot go on like this with nothing except speculation up in the media. I mean, he deserves better. We deserve better.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
I appreciate the chance to be with you again, brother. I look forward to being back out in Idaho. Thanks, Semper Fi.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. We're joined by Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff Mack, good to have you back here in Idaho.
Well, thanks a lot, Kevin. It's good to be back with you.
You know, the last time we saw you, you came in studio for our Saturday appearance, and then you had a big rally with the 912 folks. It's amazing how the country has changed since your last visit. Well, you've been to Idaho since then, but since last we visited, it's scary how much the feds are taking over.
Well, that is for sure. I'm actually right in the middle of finishing a book that deals with that very topic because I wrote the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, 5.5 years ago it came out. And I'm addressing this new book because the very thing you just said, what in the world has happened to America in just the last 4 or 5 years? And it is astonishing. And I see on the news this Becky Gerritsen, again, who was attacked by the IRS because of her beliefs and that she tried to form a Tea Party group. And now we have our wonderful IRS who has lost the emails. The dog ate the emails. The dog ate the homework. And they are actually lying and covering this up. And everybody knows they're lying. And they're lying to Congress, which is against the law, and they've continued to promote this cover-up and charade, and nobody doing anything about it. And my belief is that the state of Idaho, your sheriff, I believe his name's Gary Rainey in Ada County, and every other sheriff in this country should be putting the IRS on notice and all the other federal agencies that you're not going to do that to the people in my county. You're not going to come in here and commit crimes. You're not going to come in here and abuse citizens, victimize people. And if Congress won't stop your criminal acts, the sheriffs of this country will.
You're right, Becky Gerritsen of the Wetumpka Tea Party, really in Wetumpka, Alabama. So we're not talking about the big city here. And, you know, Sheriff Mack, I mean, if I go into a court of law and you're prosecuting me and all of a sudden You know, the prosecution loses their homework. There's going to be some people held accountable for that, right?
Yes, and accountability is the problem that just is the commodity that just doesn't seem to exist in Washington D.C. anymore. They'll go through all these dog and pony shows, and then they'll pretend to the American people that we did something about it, because these dog and pony shows regarding the IRS have happened several times. And the worst one was 1997 when Jennifer Long testified as a current employee of the IRS, as an IRS agent. She testified that the IRS routinely fabricated evidence against American citizens who they determined would not be able to defend themselves financially. So they would just have to pay the money and get out of it as best they could, make monthly payments, or go to jail or go to prison. And this is what the IRS was doing routinely. And this agency does these types of crimes. Nobody in Washington, D.C. stops them, not your congressman, not your U.S. senators, not the president, of course. He's not going to. And the crimes are just perpetuated over and over. And we now have become so used to the legion abuses and crimes of the IRS that we all think, well, oh, yeah, that's what they do. That's what they have to do. And if the lawmen of this country don't stand against this lawbreaking, then they are part of the problem as well.
And there we have it. Sheriff Mack with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Sheriff Mack, now there have been reports about you down at the Bundy Ranch. We had a chance to go down there ourselves, the only show in America that went down there and talked to Clive and Bundy and Eamon and the rest. Your thoughts on what happened down there at the Bundy Ranch?
Well, it was an amazing American historical event, and I believe with all my heart that the federal government hiring the paid mercenaries to shoot people there really were going to shoot unarmed men and women. They totally intended that. I was on I-15, stuck behind the traffic that was stopped to the turnoff to Bunkerville, and one of our CSPOA members, a 15-year law enforcement veteran, called me, and he was up at the front trying to get to the makeshift corral to get the cows out, and he said, "Sheriff, they're going to kill us. They've told us they're going to kill us, and they're going to kill us." And he said, "Please just tell my wife I love her." And then I started, after that, he hung up, and I started seeing all sorts of emergency vehicles go to the scene, highway patrol and ambulances, and I thought, oh, they've already shot people. This thing's really fallen apart. And then I found out from Ammon Bundy, as you just mentioned, what really happened at the scene, and it was just a total miracle that somebody didn't get shot. But one of the federal agents, one of the BLM, right at the most tense moment where they were being warned that they were going to be shot, one of them got a hammer and banged on the metal gate. It sounded like somebody was firing. And they were confident that they were going to get, with that banging of the hammer on the gate, that they were going to get one of the protesters to be nervous enough to start shooting once they heard that. And so they could have, they tried to manipulate them into shooting so that they could start mowing people down because they could prove that the protesters fired first. And that's the kind of subterfuge that existed there. And if it hadn't been for Deputy Tom Roberts sticking his neck out and putting himself in the way, he put himself literally in between the protesters and the shooters, and he said to the BLM and the paid mercenaries, "You guys are better than this. You don't want to be on film the rest of your lives and having your children and grandchildren watch this film where you're killing unarmed people." And then he got the BLM to back off. He got the protesters to back off. And again, this is just a deputy sheriff. This is not the sheriff. The sheriff did not do his job there. He's one of the worst sheriffs in America. He's one of the most corrupt sheriffs in America, Sheriff Gillespie. And he was actually chosen to be the National Sheriff's Association Sheriff of the Year about 5 or 6 months ago, which just shows you the politics that are involved in these stupid things that go on in America. And it's just astonishing what our government gets away with. But they almost got away with murder there at the scene, and Deputy Tom Roberts stopped it. And I totally will say this to my grave, that the Bundys were American heroes. They stood for what they believed in. They stood for what's right. And the other makeshift corral that the federal government did there, anybody supporting the federal government in this, then you support a BLM, an out-of-control Obama administration that makes a corral for people and cows, but for people where they could exercise their First Amendment rights. Now, what if they had done that to the press, told the press, "You have to be in this corral in order to be able to practice your job and to do what you're doing, to try to report on this. You have to stay in this corral. And if you don't stay in this corral, you will be arrested." That's exactly what they told the Bundys. That's exactly what they told the other protesters. And I had every intention of violating that law. And if I had gone to jail, I would have gone to jail. But I do not go into any federal corral to exercise my right to freedom of freedom of speech. And that's exactly what the BLM did, and this administration did, and Harry Reid did. And for anybody to say that the federal government was correct in how they handled this and the Bundys were in the wrong and they should have been paying their fair share of grazing fees, this is ridiculous, that this whole thing came about because cows eat grass on public lands. Ridiculous and absurd, and people almost died for it. And why don't they issue a report as to how much money they spent, who they hired to be there, who was actually there, and how much this cost the American taxpayer for this ridiculous charade?
Sheriff Richard Mack with us. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Sheriff Mack, there have been allegations that you were organizing folks, women and children, up front there so that they would be shot. How do you respond to those allegations?
Well, the first thing is I say this. Who would be worse? The person that put women up there, of course, children were never even in the in the conversation. That word never even came up. The press made that up. But the point I was trying to make is women were up at the front. Nobody put them there. They were there. They were butt kickers. These women were extremely brave. But who's worse? They always said that they weren't going to shoot anybody and that our government could be trusted. Anybody could have put the Disneyland princesses up front. If they're not going to shoot anybody, what would it matter who's up at the front? And no, I never did put anybody up there. What I was saying, and totally misunderstood, and I may have said it wrong, but I know that the entire quote wasn't there, is that these paid mercenaries in BLM were ready to shoot anybody who was up at the front. And if we had put women up at the front, they would have been shot just like anybody else. And it would have been on, and I even said this, it would have been on worldwide news that this American government is so out of control that they were ready to shoot unarmed women who were up there at the scene. Isn't that what we should be focusing on? This United States government was ready to kill unarmed women who were up there at that ranch. And that's what I find so astonishing. And that I'm the bad guy here, not the person pulling the trigger, but I am. And I'm the most peaceful guy in the world. I only went there with one thing in mind, to keep the peace and to violate the corral where they had put American citizens for freedom of the speech, for freedom of speech. And so, that was never my intention. It was never anyone else's intention. But, yes, women were on horseback, cowgirls, releasing those cows after everybody bowed their heads in prayer for protection and thanking the good Lord that nobody had already been killed, as was intended by these rogue federal agents. And that they violated every law and every constitutional precept that they imaginable, and that the only thing afterwards is the media, the mainstream media, is saying, "Oh wow, they were going to put women up at the front. How horrible!" Well, if nobody was going to be shot, what difference does it make?
Sheriff Mack, it's interesting when you bring up the media. We had a unique perspective because, like you, we did go down there. We did talk to Clive and Bundy, and it was amazing to me the incredible smear job that was done on him based on his comments that were taken out of context. He addressed those issues with me, but it seems if the feds want to get you, if they can't ruin you, the media will.
Yeah, they were race baited by the New York Times. And, one of my favorite American statesmen, Alan Keyes, has said for decades, very similar what Clive Bundy said that day. And it was not disparaging to blacks. It was disparaging to the American system that we now have, the entitlement system and the welfare state. But he should have said all Americans. We're all slaves to this system. And this is what Alan Keyes, the way he put it. The only difference between today's slavery and the slavery of the old South is that at least the plantation owners paid for the chains. That I totally believe. We are all slaves to this national government, to the horrific, ridiculous debt that they have placed upon us and our children and grandchildren. And if we don't recognize the enslavement of this administration and of this government, then we're never going to get out of it. And the worst thing is that you're a slave and you don't know it. And so that's exactly what's happening to us. And another part of the slavery is in this country is that we submit and subject ourselves to a government who is forbidden from exercising gun control in this country. And George Mason, a founding father from Virginia, said the best way to enslave people is to take away their guns. And that's exactly what's happening in America today. We have 20,000 gun control laws in this country. We have to submit to their background checks before we're allowed to exercise our right to keep and bear arms. And even yesterday's ruling, or day before yesterday, from Elena Kagan from the U.S. Supreme Court says, if we allowed people to do straw purchases, then it would undermine the policies and programs of the federal government to trace gun ownership in this country. They're not dealing with a constitutional issue. They're supposed to, but they don't. They're talking about programs and policies of the federal government to trace guns. And that is not a constitutional issue. In fact, it's an unconstitutional issue. And this administration and this Supreme Court will continue to back policies and bureaucrats and regulations until the cows come home, excuse the pun. And this is a situation the American people and the people in Boise, Idaho, and across this country must address and must recognize. If you don't recognize the enemy, there is no way you can stop an enemy you don't know.
More coming up with our friend Sheriff Mack next. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Time for traffic.
It's a free country. Remember that, government.
This is my right.
I spoke with Cliven Bundy, and he repeatedly called for peace.
They want total unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Our freedoms are on the edge of being taken away from us.
I saw my cousin get tased 3 times. I saw him pull dogs and sick it on a pregnant woman.
Talking about freedom.
Food for your brain. Kevin Miller. 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I will fight.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We'll take your phone calls coming up as well at 580-5436 with our friend Sheriff Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack with us. Sheriff Mack, for people that aren't familiar with your story, how did you become, well, the national figure that that you are?
Well, I did something really crazy when I was sheriff in Arizona. I admit it right off the bat. It was absolutely crazy. It was 20 years ago, this past February, that I actually filed lawsuit against the Clinton administration regarding gun control, and I filed on the 10th Amendment. It was the most powerful 10th Amendment state sovereignty, states' rights case in the history of our country, and I never anticipated it would actually go to the United States Supreme Court. I never thought it would make it, but 6 other sheriffs from across the country, none from Idaho, but one from Texas, one from Louisiana, Mississippi, Vermont, Wyoming, and Montana, one from each place, even just one from Texas out of 254. 7 out of the 3,100 sheriffs in America fought this battle against the Clinton administration to, one, stop the gun control associated with the Brady Bill, and two, to put them back in their place and let the, and make sure they realize that they cannot commandeer sheriffs or other public officials in the states to enforce federal laws, and we are not their puppets. We are not their servants. In fact, quite to the contrary, the federal government is the servant of the states. We formed the federal government, but this whole thing has evolved, and the monster Frankenstein in Washington, D.C. has completely turned on us, and definitely has started to attack us now, and we are the boss. The decision went, like I said, the decision went all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and we won. And it ended up being that Sheriff Prince from Montana and I were at the Supreme Court together in December of 1996. The decision was rendered in June of 1997, and it stated emphatically that the federal government does not have this authority. They do not have the jurisdictional power. They do not have the constitutional power to commandeer the peace officers of the 50 states, and that we, the states, are not subject, this is a quote, we are not subject to federal direction. And so once you find out that the law is really on our side and that states are sovereign, and in fact the case over and over said that the states retained an inviolable sovereignty, well, if Idaho was actually inviolably sovereign, do you think maybe they'd be able to at least control their own geography, their own resources, their own land, their own farms, their own ranches, their own education, their own health care, for God's sakes? But no, the federal government wants to micromanage every facet of our lives, and therein also lies the slavery that I believe that has been promoted and perpetuated by our own federal government. And the Bundy Ranch situation was just another incident of the hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of times that the federal government overreaches its authority and nobody does anything about it. Well, this time the Bundys did, and there were 7 sheriffs who did in 1997, from 1994 through 1997, and yes, I was the sheriff that started all that.
Sheriff Mack, what's next for the Bundys? Have you kept in contact with them?
Yes, I speak with Ammon quite a bit, and I've talked to Clive a few times. I've known Clive for a long time. We were never social friends or anything. I'd never been to his home until the Bundy Ranch thing, and he invited me over for dinner on Monday after this whole thing had stopped, or at least appeared to have settled down and the BLM left. But I believe that they have a very powerful situation now, and of course the FBI are investigating what kind of crimes that they may have committed there, and they're actually going after Ammon for kicking the attack dog. You know, as if defending yourself against a dog attacking you is against the law. But nobody's investigating. Isn't this quite alarming that no one is investigating the BLM slamming Ammon Bundy's aunt to the hot pavement without any provocation whatsoever? She was just standing there. And a BLM agent comes up behind her and body slams her to the pavement. Nobody's investigating that crime. Nobody's investigating the unconstitutional abuse of the makeshift corral, where they said that you will exercise your right to freedom of speech in this corral, and if you don't, you'll be arrested, as if that was lawful or legal. And in fact, David Bundy was arrested because he violated that policy that they established for that corral. It's just ridiculous what they get away with, and then they come in and investigate everybody else. And
well, you look at Ammon Bundy; he got tased 6 times.
Yeah, in fact, when he pulled that tase out of his neck, he created a kind of a big gash in his neck when he pulled that hook out. And at the same time, he's kicking an attack dog. And I'll tell you right now, when I grow up, I want to be as brave and strong as Ammon Bundy. What a great guy. He's a very religious man.
Very nice man.
Really a nice guy. And the bottom line on the Bundys is this. They just want to be left alone. They're very peaceful. But they're not going to give up what all the other ranchers in Clark County gave up. And all the other ranchers, there were 53 ranchers in Clark County. I want everyone on your show, listening to your show, to understand this. They're all gone. They're all out of business. The federal government tricked them into signing a new contract for grazing fees and water rights. And Clive Bundy recognized the whole thing as a charade and as a ruse, and that it was going to come back and bite him. He was the only one that didn't sign it. Everybody else is gone because the federal government has done what they did to the Wayne Haig family. There's already court precedent on this whole thing, where Judge Robert Jones announced to the world in his decision that the BLM and the Forest Service had committed criminal conspiracy against the Wayne Haig family, just as the BLM did against the Bundys in the exact same fashion. Nobody stops them. Nobody enforces this. The BLM and the Forest Service in the Wayne Haig case were charged with contempt of court. He said the actions of this government, of these two government bureaucracies, shocks the conscience of this court. He couldn't say anything more horrible about their criminal behavior, and the government did nothing about it. The president, Congress, did nothing to stop these people. And can you imagine that you have to fight for 20 years like the Bundys have, over 20 years now, and just like the Wayne Haig family did? For 25 years they fought. His first wife died. His second wife died. Mr. Haig died, and the family and the children of this brave American continued the battle. For 25 years they fought our own government just to keep their ranch alive. And this is kind of the story of two cities, the tale of two cities. And it's actually the tale of two sheriffs, because the sheriff in Nye County, Nevada, for the Wayne Haig family, told the BLM, "You're not taking the cattle. You're not coming in here and destroying this man and his family and his business. You're not going to do it, and I'm not going to let you do it." And that was Sheriff Tony DeMeo. And then on the other hand, you have Doug Gillespie, who says, "I don't have the authority to interfere. Do whatever you want, BLM."
Sheriff Mack, please stand by. Coming up next, more with our friend Sheriff Mack. Kevin Miller By the way, we will take your phone calls. I know a lot of people love Sheriff Mack. They'd like to hear from him. You might have some questions. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You're listening.
The American government is so out of control that they were ready to shoot unarmed women who were up there at the scene.
Well, I won't back down.
We have a flagpole, and on top of that flagpole, we have We the People on top. And that's the way our Constitution, our founding fathers, laid this government out.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Before we get back to Sheriff Mack, I do want to point you out to our website. We have the latest video from the Jimmy Fallon show. And you know that I'm not a big fan of the Jimmy Fallon. But in honor of the Boise Music Festival, in honor of Brian Williams, the headline is Brian Williams likes big butts. Let's take a listen.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waistband around thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanted to look tough because you noticed that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jean she's wearing, I'm hooked, and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me that that butt you've got
me. Me, so horny.
I like them round and big, and when I'm throwing up yay, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I want to get you home and double up, I ain't talking about Playboy, because silicone parts are made for toys. So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you've got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. So ladies, if you want rolling my Mercedes, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
And production from the fish-faced Jimmy Fallon, if you will, that's available at 580kido.com under Brian Williams Likes Big Butts. How do we go back to the Constitution after that? I don't know. Joining us now, our great friend Sheriff Mack, and very fascinating clip there by Brian Williams.
Yeah, I guess so. Man, he stooped to a new low, didn't he?
He did. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Patriot Ray for Sheriff Mack at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Patriot Ray.
Good morning to you both. Sheriff Mack, I just want to say that we're grateful that there are sheriffs out there who know what their true position is in the United States, and well, thankful that you're out there doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. We're trying to increase that, and your sheriff in Ada County needs a little work on that. I've actually mentioned him in my new book because he made a statement that said that he was required to enforce the whole Constitution because he swore an oath to the whole Constitution and that the Supremacy Clause allows the federal government to do basically whatever they want. And obviously he hasn't read or understood the Supremacy Clause, where it says they have to, anything that they do only becomes supreme if they follow the Constitution. In fact, the word is in pursuance of the Constitution. So there's so much misinformation out there. A lot of people are ignorant of the truth of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and their obligation to enforce the oath of office that they took. And that's really what we're doing. We're trying to wake people up to that. I believe Gary Rainey is a good person. I believe he's very misdirected in his view of the Constitution and his oath of office. And as soon as we recognize that in this country, that the sheriffs of this country can save America, and that why not have the courage to try at least? Isn't the effort to save America worth it? And
absolutely,
my new book, by the way, is called Are You a David? In other words, are you willing to take on Goliath?
And we should be, all of us. The thing that
absolutely
I find disturbing is that most of the people in Congress, local or federally, do not understand the Constitution itself either. And they keep trying to change things to fit their programs, which should not be, and they should be ashamed of themselves. And we need more sheriffs like you. I wish that all the sheriffs in Idaho would join you in everything that you're doing. So you have a great day. God bless you. And, Kevin, thank you.
All right, Patriot Ray, we continue on. We go to Tea Party Bob at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Sheriff Mack. Kevin?
Good morning.
Heard you last year at the Burley Conference.
Oh, yes, sir.
Conference. It was very, very interesting to sit down and listen to your speech. I'm just curious about one thing. You know, we have these sheriffs. We have 44 sheriffs here in Idaho, 19 of which we believe are constitutional. How do we find a way to elect sheriffs and pull them out piece by piece to find out what they're all about? How do you investigate them? Most of them are just full of baloney up front. They give you a song and a dance. Next thing you know, they're in office, and the next thing you know, they're not enforcing our rights.
Well, the election process is the best place to take care of that. And you vet people, and then you hold them accountable for what they say and what they campaign on. I mean, that's anybody in office. And you just don't let the baloney go after they're in office. You know, you go and hand them what they said they were going to do when they were elected, and hold their feet to the fire. I mean, everyone needs to have a relationship with your local sheriff and the county commissioners and make sure that they're standing for American ideals and not just programs and politics. And so it's an ongoing process, just as Thomas Jefferson said, that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, and we must be involved in this process. This government belongs to we the people. Those are the first three words of the Constitution, and we must be active, we must be involved, and we must have a relationship with our sheriff. He works for you. He's the only cop in the country or in your county that works directly to you, reports directly to you, and you've got to be involved, and hundreds of people in your area must volunteer to be on his posse, to help him, to back him, and if he's not going to follow the Constitution, then you let him know you're not going to back him, and you're going to make sure that he loses the next time, and you're going to support somebody who will keep their oath of office and follow the Constitution.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much. Sheriff Mack, can you hang on for a minute?
You betcha.
All right. More coming up with our friend Sheriff Mack. Remember, we'd love to hear from you. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to traffic.
Weekdays noon till 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. Sheriff Richard Mack with us. Sheriff Mack, how close are we to losing the Republic, or have we lost it already?
I don't believe we've lost it, but I believe it's hanging by a thread. And we've got to take some action, and it's got to be strong, peaceful, and we can't do it without local officials. We cannot do it without the sheriff drawing the line in the sand and telling the federal government there's just a few things you're not going to do here. We actually have a resolution at our website, CSPOA.org, that's Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association. Go to CSPOA.org and go on the front page. It'll say LISTS, L-I-S-T-S. Hit, click on LISTS, and you can get that resolution yourself. There's eight abuses from the federal government that sheriffs and public officials from this country put together that we will no longer tolerate. I believe that we need to put the federal government on notice with that resolution. We have hundreds of people that have already signed it, and we're getting more every day. And we actually had Craven County Republican Party vote by a huge majority, almost unanimously, to endorse. They passed a resolution to endorse our resolution. And so this is taking hold. The people of Idaho need to make sure that their sheriffs and county commissioners and others get a copy of this, get them to sign it, turn it in to us, and let's take back America. Again, this is a peaceful process, and if we have local officials, especially our sheriffs, who are the ultimate protectors of the county, if they get involved in the freedom process, we can take America back, county by county, sheriff by sheriff, and state by state, and it will be a peaceful process. If they don't, I don't believe there's any way that we could win or keep this movement for freedom peaceful.
Sheriff Mack, we appreciate it. If people want more information, what's your website?
CSPOA.org. CSPOA.org. Memorize that. There's five letters. CSPOA.org. I also have a personal one that's SheriffMack.com, but the one I really promote is CSPOA.org because it's all about a solution. We're not just talking about all the horrible things going on, which we could do all day, as you very well know, but we're providing a solution to everything that concerns us about the preservation of our God-given liberties.
Thank you, Sheriff Mack. We'll have to have you back.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kevin. Appreciate it very much.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's our friend Sheriff Mack. Let's get you to traffic now at 5. And once again, let's hear from our friend Brian Williams.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with a mitty-bitty waistband rounding in your face, you get sprung. Wanted to look tough because you noticed that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked, and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me that that butt you've got
me so horny.
I like them round and big, and when I'm throwing up yeg, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I want to get you home and double up I ain't talking about Playboy, because silicone parts are made for toys. So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout takes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you've got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. So ladies,
yeah!
Ladies,
yeah!
If you want to roll my Mercedes,
yeah!
Shake it, that healthy butt. Baby got back.
And by the way, that's available at 580kido.com. That's 580kido.com under the title, Brian Williams Likes Big Butts. Sir Mix-a-Lot coming to the Boise Music Festival. Keep it here for your chance to win great tickets. We'll see you there. Appreciate you listening. Tell a friend. We'd love to be around for a long time. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.
Serving Meridian.